If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, CAP sisters!
It's your virtual sisters, Bianca, aka BB.
Shade or Shade, whichever one floats your boat.
And your girl, Jenny from the pod. And welcome to another episode of She's in the Pod,
the safe space for millennial women,
where we meet bi-weekly to talk life, growth, and sisterhood.
Hey guys! Welcome back to another episode.
Hello! Hey, ladies!
And gents.
Yes,
oh, yeah, and gents as well.
Yes, everybody listening.
I hope pets everyone's well.
Yeah.
Sorry,
bad manners. I'm just chewing.
Everyone's yamming. We started the episode and Shade was at the sweet bar. So
everyone's yamming. Start.
It's early in the morning. So we got an early start this week. But yeah, how is everybody doing? Well, we hope you guys are good. We hope you had a good January. It's now fish.
January dragged.
It did.
Okay, I feel like it went fast. But maybe because there was so much going on.
No, there was
a lot going on. Because yeah. I was like, wait, hold on. No. This is the quickest January I've ever experienced in my life.
Dragged.
Really?
Even me, like counting. Usually, I feel like months go quickly, but January.
January is always like, a long month, though. It's always a long month. It always feels long.
Well.
And then also, because a lot of people get paid early at Christmas time, so they're waiting even longer.
Oh, yeah.
But when my payday came, I was like, oh. Okay.
What?
Like, January went quick. Yeah. It went super, super quick.
I kept checking the date and I was just like, when is this going to end?
Yeah. It was a long month.
And I think because it's winter as well, it's literally like January is almost like going into the smack bang middle of winter.
Yeah.
So it's just the days are longer. It's just, it's an overall very long month. But we made it.
We had a birthday in the building.
Yeah. 30. It was cool. I enjoyed it, man. It was a good month.
How was it having your family around, your siblings?
It was really wholesome. I don't think we've ever spent time like that in my whole adulthood.
Wow.
Because when my sister moved when I was 16, and she doesn't travel here much, so whenever I do spend, I have spent time with my siblings like that, but not the four of us together.
Yeah.
So it's always like one of us or three of us, two of us or three of us. But in terms of all four of us being together, that hasn't happened. Yeah. We were just together for something like we're celebrating something. I don't remember. Honestly, in my adulthood, I do not remember at all.
And I feel like your 30th is the perfect time for that.
It worked out weirdly because when I was planning the party and everything, I just didn't think they'd even come. Like I mean, I didn't really ask them because I just didn't think. I think,
just assumed that.
Countries. And it's weird because they were actually supposed to come in July, and then it got pushed back because my brother was trying. Kind of look for a new job or something like that.
Yeah.
So they were like, well, let's do January. And it's obviously because it wasn't just my birthday, it was my brother's birthday, niece's birthday, three days in a row. So it was nice. Fair enough. Really, really nice.
I had a good dinner.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Friends were like, who are Bianca's friends, please?
Honestly, why?
The core, everything. Obviously, the happy birthday.
Okay,
Your friends are just great vibes.
They're just I can't
explain
mad.
It.
It's because I'm used to them. But
it was worth the trip. Like,
Shade booked a hotel. On the day I had a party, but on the day of my birthday, I had a dinner. And Shade booked a hotel and came down from Southampton.
I was determined. The trains were messing up. Everything was like, oh, Shade, you're not going. But I was determined. I said, okay, I'll drive.
No, honestly, that meant so
but
much.
But it was worth it.
In terms of the celebrations, like the party was, I had a good time and stuff like that. But I think the dinner sits kind of deeper in my heart, just in terms of like having both my friends and family there. Also, like my sister was missing because my niece, her birthday was that week, and then her partner's birthday is that week as well.
Oh my gosh.
She had so much going on, so much money being spent, all that. So she couldn't make it, but But having my brother and sister there, and they're just all my closest friends, it was like, it was so, so much fun.
Stylish.
I thought undressed, even the guys as well, my guy friends definitely know how to dress. But like, the dinner was fun. It was nice to like be in the private room. The restaurant was so beautiful.
It was so good. I couldn't believe something like that exists in Stratford.
Yeah, like I was shocked as well, because Stratford, no offense if you're from Stratford, but it's the ghetto.
Yeah, I mean Westfield has boosted it up a bit, but even then,
even though I don't go to that Westfield, I always go to the Shepherd's Bush one. I go to the way that where the fun. Arab aunties are, because that's the one that I don't go to that one. It's ghetto unless I need something from there specifically. But no, the dinner was so nice.
Even the small touches as well. Yeah. Like obviously everyone had their cards.
Oh yeah. Like that, oh sorry. So. Hold on. Shade's getting up for a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, she's making sure she locked her car. Sorry. So yeah, what were you saying?
No, I was just saying like the small touches, like the card with our pictures.
Yeah.
And, messages.
Yeah. That was I had to like do that because it's like.
Even the seating plan. I mean, I kind of messed up on the seating plan.
No, it wasn't your fault. It was their fault. It was the restaurant.
They had put some names down initially before, and
I said that to them. So I don't know why they. I don't know why they said that to them. But no, it was I'd like, you know me. I'm extra. I'm extra. So had to do something, and just the effort. It's like even though I know people are coming up because they care for me and love for me, like I still have to find a way to show my appreciation. Do you know what I mean? So I did those cards and stuff like that, and it was just fun. A fun time, laughing, singing, joking. So it was a perfect balance of like heartfelt moments with just laughter as
laughter
well.
And banter.
And that's what I always get when I'm around my friends. Like they're just so the perfect balance of that kind of vibe. Yeah. All of them, Felicia, Rihanna, just so much history there, and have you guys there. And it was just because I think that's the first time you guys have really been around my friends.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like
you've probably been like the barbecue and stuff like UK.
It wasn't intimate, so I didn't really get to know them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But seeing like your friends like that in that intimate setting, really getting to know their personalities.
Yes.
How you guys met, contributed to your life was beautiful.
Oh, I appreciate that.
I feel like that's how birthdays should be.
Yeah, no, it was honestly, 100%. I don't know if it's I would say coincidental, but the fact that I had that moment for my 30th was just like, because I just think it's, you know, people, you have landmark birthdays and it's like, okay, you have something to celebrate, but that was like, I will remember this birthday for the rest of my life, honestly. Yes. So that's the party was cool. The you guys looked amazing.
Was lit.
It was fun.
Oh my gosh, guys, if you haven't seen, I mean, there's a video.
There's a video on my Instagram.
Yeah. Instagram.
That turnaround time though, can we give it up for the photographer?
DHO Visions, Daniel, he was calling me. He was amazing. Man. Like he sent someone to my house to do videography while I was getting ready. So it was two of them, and neither of them live in London. So they traveled on the train. And it was just amazing. They're both really beautiful people. He's got such a lovely heart. And the edit was amazing.
And actually care about their clients. Exactly. It's more than just, I'm coming to do video in.
Exactly.
I actually care about my client. Like I want my client to feel happy, to feel honored, to feel important.
And I like when vendors are also enjoying themselves as well.
Yeah.
And it's not compromising the quality of their job. Like they're not getting distracted, but you can tell they're enjoying themselves.
Yeah.
And I could tell he had a good time.
He was dancing, laughing, smiling,
he really was. And the photographer as well. Thomas was really good.
Yeah.
He did really, really well. Pictures were amazing. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that I kind of invested in video and pictures because I can have to look back on those for memories. But everyone, you guys looked so good. Everyone looked amazing. I was so happy. With how everything turned out.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
Do you know what? I came for seconds, thirds, and I was just like,
it's so funny. I came.
Like, why is it so small? I didn't know.
Yeah, the jollof was so small with the tiny spoon. I was like, no, please, I need a plate.
I remember what you showed me.
The spoon, James, no, it was so funny. Because there were like other like bigger spoons on the thing. So
he took a big spoon,
put it down. It was for the aesthetic.
It was for the aesthetic. You can't take black people nowhere, you know. I'm so sad and tired.
I was like, no, why are we all the same?
No, but my sister, she worked so hard on the food, bro. Bless her, Shana. She worked so. She's very talented on that stuff, and just even like the presentation stuff. Felicia already messaged me like, okay, so can your sister come for my wedding?
Oh.
Ghana, she does. She will do like people will hire her to do events and weddings and stuff like that.
Really nice. Very tasty.
Yeah, she
mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Jamaican mac and cheese is always
the best. If I knew there was so much mac and cheese left over, I would have just we took like 2 full trays home. Like we could I've got some in the freezer.
I would have taken some Southampton and literally froze it.
Yeah, no, for real. I mean there was so much mac and cheese left over, but I didn't get to taste the jollof. But I heard it was really good. Everyone was talking about the jollof. She's been like, I call my sister, she's the jollof connoisseur. She's been making jollof since I was like 14. For years.
How does she what's her recipe?
There's nothing Jamaican about it. It's literally just so her best friend that she went to secondary school with, she was the other pregnant lady.
Did you see her? Claudia.
So she's Ghanaian. Okay. And they went to I went to the same school with my sisters as well, but they went to school together. They're best friends. They've been friends at school. She's Ghanaian. So my sister was always, before it was cool to be African or like when I was going to school, she loved it. Every Saturday morning, Afrobeats in the house. My brother was like, Shauna, why are you playing this music? you guys have met Ryan.
He's funny.
He's got a great voice, by the way. Who's that? Ryan. Yeah. He did a really good job before I came.
I came just before you.
Yeah, I heard. So who's all like, Shane came just before you arrived. I said, look at this guy. I was so sad. But she used to make jollof when I was, and she's evolved the recipe, but she puts she puts a bit of like fish stew in there. Ooh. She does a lot with it. Like,
it's rich.
Yeah,
very,
yeah.
Very nice.
She's an amazing cook. I must say, that's all from my mum. She got it from my mum, man. Ooh. Like, yeah. So it was a great day. I feel like it was perfect. The amount of people who was there.
Yeah,
it was just you know what I mean.
Good
night. And obviously the missing piece was my mum, but it was nice, even though we don't have we're working on the relationship, it was nice to have my dad there as well.
I was gonna say, your dad looks so young.
Everyone was saying that. I was like,
I had to ask, are you being concerned?
Oh really?
He was like, yes I am, and I probably like greeted him and felt weird after, because I was like, he probably doesn't get the whole kneeling down, but I just do that by default.
Oh, did you? Okay, bless. He's 54, my dad. 54.
Oh, my dad's 54.
Yeah, it's 54. Wow. I think. So my mum was actually older than him by 2 years. So wow. I think she would have been 56. So yeah. So that's my dad. He tries. He's always just trying to look young. Like,
yeah.
He tries his best. But it was good. I'm happy. Good year. Yes. I feel like I said to my sister yesterday, it's been a good month. I had a good birthday. I got my Beyonce ticket. But no, it was fun. I'm glad you guys enjoyed yourself as well.
Yeah,
we did.
I'm glad you guys enjoyed yourself. Sam did.
Yeah, because he hasn't been out for so long.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't dance as much. Everything aches. But he still enjoyed himself.
Oh, bless him. I'm glad you guys enjoyed yourself. It was a fun time. And Ryan's my brother's video for Phage. Obviously, you have to be a Housewife fan to know.
Because
a lot of people are like, who's that?
Because I couldn't see, and I just saw you screaming. I'm like, who is that?
Yeah, she's like an OG. I knew it was someone from Real Housewives because I see her face. But I don't watch.
My brother's, he's like the king of connections.
That's amazing.
That
is amazing.
He was able to do that. Because I said to him, I was
like,
can you get Beyonce to
send
me a video, please?
You are
Beyonce. The thing is, if I go for the top, then you know what I'm saying?
He'll give
you
something.
So I'll go for the best. It's a negotiating skill, isn't it? You go, if you want 5K, go for 10.
Video.
I would have been on the floor. You guys know. Thank you, Shade. I would have been on the floor. There's no way.
Guys, if you could see her right now, she's wearing a
Beyonce.
But hold on, is this from her merch?
It's her official merch.
Oh my god!
Is it on the website?
What's the price point?
I think this hoodie was like $60, something like that. About $60, And I got the vinyl. The vinyl was like maybe $40 as well.
This is a $60. What do they call
Beyonce
fans?
Beehive.
Beehive,
Beehive, real. I'm a true Beyonce fan. This week has been anxiety inducing. Oh my gosh.
Beyonce tickets.
That's all I could see on Twitter. People trying to get Beyonce tickets, people being in the queue, people saying, oh, how do I get to Sunderland?
I'm done.
But no, that's like 4 hours away from London.
They
shouldn't try that. That place is far.
I heard. We weren't even trying to try Wells, because Wells is far as well.
Yeah,
like, we were trying everything.
Do you know what? At this point, I don't think anyone really cared.
Yeah, I was like, I have to be there. There's no way. If I have to break into that place, I will be there. You think I'm joking? If I didn't get a ticket, you would see me outside Tottenham Hotspur.
Listen, I saw your stories.
Yeah,
there
is no way. No way I would have not got.
You had three screens open.
I had three screens.
Tell
I had two phones. Yeah,
so when did the tickets come out?
Yeah, so we saw, because obviously we follow all these like Beyonce pages and fan pages. Mm. So we saw from last, about a week or two ago, that this is when she was going to announce it. But we weren't sure, because since she's dropped her album, because she hasn't released one video, like no visuals at all, there's been a lot of rumors of when the visuals are dropping, and it's never actually happened when it was rumored. So we were like, is this going to actually happen when like they're saying it? But when she posted it, we were like, okay, cool. Let's get ready. Uh-huh. So Priest, she announced it on Wednesday. She announced it on Wednesday, and then first pre-sale was O2.
Yeah.
Which didn't make any sense to me, because it's not at the O2. I don't understand why they went first, but it's all good. O2 went on, that was what?
Wait, hold on. O2 Priority, right?
Yeah.
Is shit. Sorry to swear, but
Jennifer, I already know this.
I don't feel like a priority.
Right.
I mean, O2 Priority, back in the day, tickets and
back in the day, O2 Priority used to mean something. Like,
it doesn't mean
priority.
Anything.
But the thing is, I'm not on priority. So I was like, cool. And then I was like, okay, you know what? Let me wait till Friday when the Live Nation pre-sale goes on, because I'm not O2 Priority. And I was talking to my colleague. She's also a fellow member of the BHAP. She was like, Bianca, our work phones are O2. The way I jumped out of my bed, yeah.
Well, she said what?
Our work phones are O2.
Because as long as you have an O2 number.
I jumped up. Listen, it was like 7 o'clock in the morning. I jumped out of my bed, yeah. And I said, the way I quickly got the code, turned my phone on, everything like that. So I was in the queue. But the O2, about 20 minutes before it went on sale, but the O2 website crashed. It crashed.
Not surprised.
Crashed. And then it was just people were, it went in the bin, basically. I didn't even try it after a while. I just stopped. So I was like, cool. So the next morning, because my brother Ryan basically told me and Shem a couple of years ago that the next time she goes on tour, he'll pay for our tickets. Yeah.
Wow.
So,
as in whatever the price,
he
didn't mind.
So he gave us a cap of, okay. I think I put some money on my own, but he gave us a cap of like $250 each per ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then it went on sale at 10 a.m. on Friday yesterday.
Yeah.
7 o'clock, Shem calls me. Are you ready? Listen, at 7 a.m., everything was lined up.
All
then
your
at 9:30, we call my brother. I remember he lives in America, so it's 4:35 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
So but he's trying for us as well. So all of us join the queue. Then I have a group chat, obviously Beyonce group chat. So there's two other people in there. You met them, Felicia and Sean.
Oh, yeah.
So they're in our group chat. So they were also trying as well. So how many devices we all tried? We were trying getting in the queue. Shem was at the front of the queue. Then they kicked him out.
Oh, imagine they were kicking.
It was happening on Twitter.
Oh,
people.
Yeah, did you get?
She tried.
I tried at 10, but I gave up because I ain't got the patience for this.
Yeah, you have to be a dedicated fan to have the patience for that. Like, you have
I saw some people putting on their stories, 19,000 people.
But the thing is, the thing is with that, you probably wait in about 30, 40 minutes max, right?
Yeah.
But the issue is that, like, even with that, we noticed that it doesn't matter how much people are in front of you, because, like, once you get to the front, it's about getting tickets once you get in. Because when you get in, Sade, you search ticket unavailable. You're trying for hours until something pops up.
Exactly the same thing with Ashake.
Yeah, oh, really?
You can't compare, but it was the same process.
Yeah, so
there were people ahead, you get there, and then you see unavailable. Then you keep refreshing. You might see one odd one quickly, and then it goes again.
So we eventually got Club Renaissance tickets, which Club Renaissance is, they were all named. Club Renaissance is standing, but it's standing, but it's basically, like, you know, you have a stage and then they have that long thing where they come out, like, they walk out.
It's
literally like a circle.
Oh, okay.
A cut off circle. It's got a bar in there and everything like that. So we got those tickets. Those were like 300 and something. So,
I was seeing most people.
300 and something. Yeah, my friend paid £400 for his seated ticket. Yeah. £400.
£400?
Yeah. So he paid for him and his brother. It was £800.
So what was the cheapest ticket that was available? Because you could
there were people that I know that have seat tickets and managed to get seat tickets for £50. But you know what's crazy?
But that's
the thing. Do you know what the funniest thing is? The way they've done it is very weird, because I know people who paid that are sitting in the same section, £50, and people that have paid literally like hundreds of pounds.
Oh,
so it's almost like they just kind of like put, okay, we're going to put £150 tickets in this and £300 tickets in this. It's like, it was weird. Wow. The only ones that are like are really expensive are like the ones that are set prices are the VIP ones, the like Club Renaissance, etc. Some of the standing ones, I think minimum standing is like £100 if you want to be closer to the stage. But the most expensive ticket I saw was like, I think, 3 or 4 grand.
Wow.
Yeah. So It's. I mean, one thing is, you know, Beyonce's gonna put on a show.
Yeah, she'll put on a show.
So
I've been to one of her concerts, to be honest, in Wembley, and I was standing. I was like so close to her,
the stage. Yeah,
and it was good. She's good.
She'll put on a show.
I don't know. It's so crazy that I'm not as buzzing about this as really? I thought I would be.
Really, I think a lot of people. It's weird because I wasn't expecting as much of a buzz because. A lot of people were trashing her last album. I was thinking, look at your head. You got to bought tickets before me. You got a ticket before me. I've been a dedicated fan. Yeah. I was vexed. We were all vexed. Because like, these people that have trashed her last few albums, she doesn't do real R&B anymore, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then, but one thing I do know is that even though people are not fans of her, may not be super fans of her music, they know that when it comes to her live shows,
she puts on a show. She's the best of the best.
She's the queen. You know what I mean? So I do understand that.
Some of her old stuff because
she will.
I share that sentiment as well. Like, I just miss the me myself and
I get it.
She probably will like that.
Yeah, she'll like, you know, it's almost like a Coachella set where she in and out and stuff like that. The Coachella set was amazing. So I know this is gonna be.
I'm happy to watch it via live screen. Seth was like,
he was rooting for us to fail, you know. All day he was calling us, so how you getting on? How you getting on?
Did he get?
No, he's like, he likes Beyonce, but like not as much as me and Cher, obviously. Yeah, yeah. But like, he was like, so how you getting on? He was waiting for us to say, well, like, he was ready to laugh at us. So it was his entertainment. But yeah, we got tickets. So we're going to the 30th of May that's Sean, who we're going with as well, is that his 30th birthday.
Aww.
So it's gonna be a whole thing. So we're gonna like maybe get an Airbnb, go back afterwards, like have a little thing. Like, so it'll be a nice little situation. Nice, I might even buy another ticket though. I might go because the thing is, I've got a flight booked to Paris this year. I was supposed to go this month, but I've rescheduled it, and I can pick any date because Casey's sister, she works for BA, so like we got it really cheap. So I'm thinking if there are any Paris tickets left, I might just go for Paris as well.
Why did the date come out? The tickets and
They're out as well. But the thing is, all of this has been pre-sale, you know. General Sale has not. General Sale's on Tuesday.
So how will people get tickets?
Maybe they have a certain amount.
When it comes to pre-sales and stuff, they only put a certain amount aside. They can't sell all tickets. So general, there'll still be tickets available for general. There's a Beehive, and I don't know what that is, and I'm vexed. I don't know what that is. A Beehive pre-sale on Monday. So that's, I don't know if it's for like, I think that's some sort of fan base in America.
Right.
And then on Tuesday is the generic sale. So there's still two more days of selling tickets. Really? The money she's making.
Oh my God.
Do you see what she made from Dubai?
The odd one.
24 mil.
24 million.
Yeah. But you know what's so funny? My brother was telling me, because obviously he knows all this music stuff. It's not actually them. They don't set ticket prices. The artists have no control over that. It's the ticket sellers that set ticket prices.
Okay.
It's nothing to do with. Yeah, she just gets the percentage of cut, but it's got nothing to do with that. You know, when they're like, look at the prices. How can you do this, Beyonce? It's got nothing to do with her. She doesn't. Yeah. All right.
Beyonce then.
So O2, all of you that are greedy. You're greedy in this cost of living. Yeah, one rubbish thing I've learned though is when people want to find the money for something, they will find the money.
Oh, yeah.
Because butter is £10, but you're finding hundreds of pounds on Beyonce.
When people want to pay for something, they will find, even if they use credit cards.
Yeah.
100%. Or they go to that saving, that £500 saving that they
Or even use what's it, Klarna? Yeah. Klarna is available on Ticketmaster, you know.
No, that's what we're using.
ClearPay. Klarna. It's available.
Because who just has £300 just lying in their account? I don't.
Just lying there.
Just to spend.
On away from, but she's smart there because it was close to payday. The ticket sells.
I know.
It's very close. She's smart. She said, let me get these people money before they spend it on their groceries.
Just
I'm so done.
But you guys enjoy, man.
Yeah, no, it should be fun. We'll
let us know how it goes.
Obviously, I'm going to Ghana in April.
Yeah. Okay.
So when? I have to be back then. I have to be back by May.
Yeah,
I leave the day after your shower.
Oh, yeah. I was even going to say. Yeah.
No. I leave the day after. And then I'll just go out there and then I'll be back sometime in May. But obviously, just make sure that I'll be back definitely for the concert. So Max, I'll be out there. It's looking like about 6 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah. So
are you going to work from out there as
well? Yeah, I'll be working from out there. Okay. Work off fine with that. I've already booked my accommodation and stuff. And I was like, I'll go in between accommodation and my sister's. Okay. My brother's just booked a ticket as well. Like, I was on the phone to him. I was like, oh, I'm going to Ghana. He was like, oh, God. And he just booked a ticket there and then. I said, Lord bless me with this this sort of free, this financial freedom.
Exactly.
Way. He just booked it. He booked it just ad hoc. So it'll be nice to obviously be with my family again. Shade, how are you doing, babes?
How's
the prep for motherhood?
I know. Oh, my gosh. So, I mean, most of you would have like seen like pictures and stuff. But yes, I am expecting a little a little person.
Baby Ocho.
Yeah, we've got our pram.
Oh, I'm excited.
So we've got a pram and car.
I bet some sort of high tech.
Sorry, this thing's in the way.
Oh no, it's just one. It's just it's nice. It's very nice. It's like a neutral color. It's black and brown. Oh, very nice.
That sounds nice.
It has the car seat. It has a cot bed. So like when he or she gets older. Mm-hmm. So when baby's first born, that's there'll be like the cot bed.
Okay.
And then after we change it to like a car seat type.
Okay.
Chair.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, it's really good. So it like it multi-purpose can be used for like years, I think. Maybe 2 or 3 years.
That's a good investment piece then.
Yeah. So I was so excited that when it came, I was like, oh my god, it's getting real. The grandparents are very excited, really started buying things and like
you're gonna get loads of stuff.
Yeah, that baby's gonna be so spoiled already. Yeah, it's so exciting.
Wow.
It's amazing.
So I still can't, it still feels very surreal.
Yeah.
Like sometimes I almost forget and then I feel the aches and I'm like, okay,
this is
I'm definitely pregnant. And now I can feel kicks.
Can you?
Very strong kicks.
Really?
The other day I was sleeping, like 2 days ago. And then I felt a kick and then I felt my belly and I felt something really hard. Like I'm pointing
like an elbow.
Like an elbow or something. Like a knee or something. And it even scared me. I was like, oh my gosh. I was like scared of my belly.
That must be scary having a, like feeling a whole human being inside of you.
It's very weird. It's very weird. Even I kind of got spooked like, nah, I'm not touching my belly.
Did Sam feel it?
No, as soon as Sam was sleeping.
Okay.
But when baby kicks, I do tell Sam to feel. I'm like, Sam, you just have to be patient and put your hand there. And then so Sam has felt the kicks a bit.
Wow, this is exciting.
It's very surreal. Very, very surreal.
Gosh, how are you doing, like, physically?
Yeah, I'm actually all right. Just a bit achy.
Yeah.
Okay.
A bit achy. So, and I feel like I'm waddling a bit now. I went to a client site on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And my my manager, me and him are really cool. And he was like, I can see you're waddling now. You're looking funny.
I love waddles. I just think,
you don't even realize what it's you're
happening,
doing.
Yeah.
But it's because of the weight and the it's just naturally what makes walking comfortable. It's weird.
Yeah.
But I just can't believe it, guys.
Neither can I.
It's
so surreal.
I just remember when Shade told. The way you even told me.
I'm
just casually talking on the phone,
I think, because I told you both on FaceTime different times.
Is it when she sent the picture, innit? I was looking at WhatsApp,
That's how I did it to me. I did it to my different friends.
I just was not.
But the thing is, I just had a feeling from a few weeks before.
Okay. I had said, what was it? Because I think I couldn't come to certain things.
You were saying
whatever.
Something about when I was asking you guys, just about if you're going to have kids. And she made a comment. And I was like, okay, if it's not happening now, it's going to happen very soon.
So,
when she was like, I need to talk to you guys, I was thinking, baby.
My mind didn't even go there.
Do you know what it was? So the girls kept on inviting me to places and I just felt so bad that I kept on saying, oh, I can't come. Obviously, I know I live far now.
Yeah.
So I know you guys would have understood from that standpoint, but I didn't want it to seem like I just couldn't be bothered.
That didn't pass my mind at all.
Yeah, I just felt really bad. Maybe I was overthinking it. So I was like, okay, I'm going to have to just explain.
If anyone that knows you would know that they wouldn't take that personally.
Yeah.
You're a person that would genuinely try and benefit and make it if you could. Like, you want to be there. So I didn't think that at all.
Yeah, okay, good. When you guys said that, I felt very relieved.
No.
But so I was like, I'm gonna tell them very soon. So they just get it.
So excited, man.
I'm
looking forward to the baby shower.
The
gender reveal.
I can't wait.
You know what you're having, right?
Yeah. I know. So right now, as I'm talking about baby, I'm trying so
not
hard. You won't realize,
but
everything I'm saying, I think about
because
I don't want to ruin it.
I feel like you should get all the attendees to put in a wager on the gender.
A wager. Okay.
Yeah, like they put in what they think the baby's going
to
be.
What I actually wanted to do is that because I saw someone else do this, which was quite cool, that everything is a boy. Wear blue. If you think it's a girl, wear pink.
Okay.
So that we can visually see who thinks a girl, who thinks a boy.
Okay. That'd be cool.
So that's
I've been looking at your nails.
Oh, that's so funny.
What do you guys actually think? Yeah.
I mean, I could be wrong, but I think it's a boy.
Okay.
Yeah.
What makes you think that?
I get this is me being I guess what's the word? Just more like superstition, not superstition, but just like the typical what I see from physically. What I see a lot of times when I have friends and like, you know, my sister's being pregnant, yeah. And like I could see the difference when they had boys and girls in their physical. Both of them had the same type of like, and even in my friends as well, I could. It's not always the case, yeah. But I feel like majority, like 80% of the time, I could see physically when someone's carrying a boy or a girl. But I could be wrong. Okay. Like I said, I don't think it's always the case. I think it's a boy.
She thinks a boy.
Yeah. I think it's a boy. But I think I could be wrong. I'm not like, oh my gosh, I know it's a boy. I have an idea.
It's so funny just hearing what people think, because one of my other friends is so convinced it's a girl. Yeah. He was like, I never get it wrong. Like, I know it's a girl. And I was like, okay, you'll see.
Yeah, I think it's a boy. I think you're going to have a boy.
What do you think?
Hold on. I was going to say girl, but like, you might be trying to throw me off. Because of my nipples.
I didn't tell you to look
at my nipples. That's too funny.
I don't know how.
For some reason, I feel like,
if the belly drops, points a different way.
Yeah, but what is it again? If the belly is low,
but doesn't that happen anyways at some point in the pregnancy? That's where what it drops
I thought as well.
Yeah, boys, like when you carry boys, most of the people that I've seen that have carried boys, men are just from the day you put their seed, they tire you, because I have seen the difference in when like my sister's carrying girl. When they were pregnant with the boys, the pregnancies were so much more difficult.
Really,
so much more difficult. Like, and not necessarily like they had a bad pregnancy, but they were tired more. You could see it in their face more. The pregnancy, the weight more, everything, like. Even the skin hair, the hair change. Like, the boys, I don't know what it is about the male species, but they're just different.
They're weird because they're different. Because some people say that with girls, they like take your beauty. So
really?
You use your edges.
Okay.
You get like darker, you get all like these patches. Then with boys, like you glow, your skin.
Really?
This, your nails grow. That's what people say.
My friend, one of my close friends, and both my sisters, when they were pregnant with boys, their hair grew. Grew so much. Like, their hair, after they gave birth. Like, I know you can suffer afterwards from, like, the postpartum hair loss and stuff like that. But, everyone does it. But not everyone has it. But, yeah, their hair grew. Like, my sister's hair got thick and long. Like, their hair really, really grew. So, I think it's...
What about with girls?
With girls, it's almost like there's not many changes, if that makes sense. So, like, there are changes, but it just doesn't seem like there are many changes. Really. Yeah, I just feel like, in my head, I just see it as more obvious when someone's pregnant with a boy. But I'm looking forward to seeing what it is.
Yeah,
I was looking forward to seeing the right over
people think.
Yeah.
And I always like to ask why. So why do you think it's a girl? Why do you think it's a boy? Why are you so convinced?
Yeah. I don't know.
But we're happy we didn't. So my Sam wanted a girl. Okay. I wanted a girl initially.
Okay.
But then I was like, you know, I'll be fine with a boy. Okay. Like, I don't actually mind. But Sam just thinks girls are like so much more caring.
Okay.
And like, as for even my dad, he always wanted a girl first. He always wanted a girl first.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But we're both happy.
Yeah, I think that's it. The baby's healthy. Yeah, exactly. The baby's healthy and blessed.
For the first, I didn't really mind.
Wow, exciting. Sorry, Charlie's gonna be a whole mother. Like,
obviously now you posted it, right? On social
media. Yeah. Oh gosh, that must have been a whole
stories.
That must have been a whole situation.
I messaged Sam like, should I? Because I really liked the picture.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, people are going to find out anyway. Picture. We have a whole live show, for God's sake. Like, it's not. But what I didn't want to do was make it obvious too early.
Okay.
But once I passed the safety point, I was like, do you know what? People are going to see me.
Yeah.
We have a lot going on.
Yeah.
I have a lot going on. Like, I do Dining with Christ, my mom's event. People saw me, but I purposely didn't post anything like on my page. Yeah, but people see. And so I just thought, God
why
is
not?
On my side.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's like why the reaction not? Being like, did you get loads of messages?
I can imagine.
Do you know what surprised me the most? The amount of other ladies that are pregnant at the same time.
Really?
I had no idea. They were like, oh my gosh, I'm pregnant too.
Oh my
at least
gosh.
Like three, four. Four messaged me and I was like, what? You're pregnant as well? And you just wouldn't know because they haven't posted.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, oh my gosh, congrats. So that was like the most pleasant reaction that I got. So yeah, I have like a few bump buddies, as they say.
Bump buddies. Sometimes, you know what? I don't know why it's weird yet. And this is probably not a good thing to do, but sometimes when people get married, and then they go quiet on social media. I think, oh, no, they're pregnant.
Same here.
Yeah.
It is. But quite
there's a few
bad.
People that I'm thinking about even now. Oh, like,
you might be pregnant.
Maybe they're pregnant. Yeah. And the thing is, it doesn't have to be that case. Yeah. But you know, sometimes when you're in that those first few months, especially, it's very sacred. Do you know what I mean? You just want to like keep yourself to yourself, yeah. What you do, your whereabouts, all that kind of stuff. So like, but it's exciting. It's exciting. Yeah, we definitely have to wrap up. It was a nice gisty one. I wish we had more time.
I know, right?
But we will catch you guys in another 2 weeks, another episode.
Yes.
We have 3 episodes left, guys, of the season of this.
I can't believe really it.
It's crazy.
It feels like it's a bit too soon.
I know it does. Yes, well, we have the live show, guys. So if you haven't seen yet, we have a live show.
And thank you to everyone who's bought tickets. Yes. I can't. Like, I was actually overwhelmed,
especially when we first announced it. I didn't think we'd get that many at first. Yeah,
I was just seeing good news. You have a ticket. Good news. You have a ticket. Because I get notifications, and I was like, oh nah, this is very very encouraging.
Amazing. Thank you. And if you haven't bought your ticket yet, please. Don't wait till the last minute.
Yeah.
We go on our Instagram page and link in bio, and you can find the ticket link there. And it's going to be a fun night. I cannot wait for it. So
it is. I'm really excited.
So we can say goodbye to Sia. It's going to be fun. Yeah. All right, guys, we will see you in a couple of weeks, Shadé.
To be honest,
don't forget to leave us a 5-star rating on Apple and Spotify, because you can do that now too.
Yes, you can.
Yes.
So yes.
Alright, bye for guys. Beyonce's king. See you later.
Oh my god. Alright. Bye.
Bye.